Hey, it's Dr. Gerb with another psychological podcast, and I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't been around for a while because I've been busy and didn't want to just produce garbage. So I waited for something really to strike me and for something to be meaningful. And today I produced another podcast that's probably a little bit more entertaining in its method, but I think the message is very important. And really, it's another one of my anti-managed care podcasts. And this comes from the annoyance that I have about how people perceive other things to be important, but believe that they're entitled to get mental health services through their managed care company because the managed care companies have basically told them that. Managed care companies have convinced the public that they're going to foot the bill. And the public believes, why should I pay for something if the managed care company is going to pay for it? But surprise, the managed care company really does not want to pay for it. All they do is give you grief. And if you try to get your managed care to pay for your mental health, they really balk at it, try to do everything they can not to pay, try to do everything to get you not to use the service, including keeping the provider list very, very low, so you can't find a provider. And then, as a provider, from my perspective, using managed care means I have to divulge the information about why you're coming, which I find very uncomfortable and a violation of confidentiality. So, to show how this works, and to show what happens almost on a weekly basis to me, I simulated a conversation between a mother calling for an appointment for her 17-year-old son, and what happens in that conversation. And as I said, this is typical of calls I get on a weekly, if not daily, basis. Now, I have to tell you that my practice is on Long Island in a very wealthy area. People in my area have large houses, join the best clubs, take the best vacation, drive the best cars. But when it comes to their mental health, that's a whole new story. And so sit back and listen to my little simulated telephone call. Hello, this is Dr. Gurr.
Hi, Dr. Gurr. My name's Mrs. Smith. I'm calling because I have a 17-year-old son who I think is in some serious trouble. Mm-hmm. We just returned from our vacation at our timeshare in Aruba, and he was anxious and miserable the whole time. He just can't seem to get out of having panic attacks, get out of the house. He's not sleeping. He's not eating right. He's crying for no apparent reason, and he won't go back to school. I'm really concerned. He looks depressed all the time, and he really can't tell us what's going wrong. So I think he needs therapy as soon as possible.
Okay.
I spoke to my pediatrician, and he gave me your name, and then I also called the school psychologist, who also gave your name. I also spoke to some friends, and one of my best friends told me that you treated her son, and you worked very well together and really helped their son. So I've called other psychologists, and I've really gotten nowhere. Either they have no room, or they don't work with adolescents, and I'm calling you as a last resort to help my son. Do you think you can take him on as a patient?
Well, Mrs. Smith, I'm glad to hear that I have such a good reputation out there. Yeah, it's nice to know that our work is appreciated. But I have to tell you that I only have a few available slots left, so I hope we can find a time in my schedule and yours that works. So can you tell me what your schedule is and your son's schedule so we can figure out what's available?
Okay. We have kind of a busy schedule. Both my kids have a lot of activities and tutors. Mondays, my son has a Spanish tutor and a physics tutor for about an hour and a half. And that's really quite an expense. Can you believe it costs me $100 an hour for these tutors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Wednesdays, he has a really great baseball pitching coach that we could find, really the best that we were able to hear about from people who are in the know. This coach apparently used to coach one of the farm league pitchers, and he really is terrific. And of course, you know, with this kind of reputation, he's quite pricey at $150 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my daughter has dancing lessons 3 days a week, and that's a lot of my my availability in terms of time to get my kids here, there, and everywhere. My dog is another one that's costing me a lot of money. This dog needs obedience training, and that's $60 for 30 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we really just have evenings or maybe a Friday or Saturday. Do you have anything that would work?
Well, I'm looking at my schedule, Mrs. Smith, and I have one slot left on Friday about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm sorry, I don't work at weekends at all. Would that work for you?
You know, that actually would be perfect. I'd like to take that Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, can I just ask you one more question?
Sure.
I'm just wondering, how do you work with adolescents? What do you do? Do you talk to the parents? Do you talk to the kid? How does it work?
It's a good question. It's kind of tricky when you work with adolescents because you really have to get them to trust you. And now, from my perspective as a psychologist and a parent, I know adolescents don't always make the right choices. So I walk kind of a thin line with them. So I work with them, but I also let them know that, I have to speak to their parents, and there are things that we have to work out as a team. Of course, if they tell me something that's dangerous, I will have to violate their confidentiality to protect them. But as I said, kids don't really live in a vacuum. So I really feel I have to work with them. And I kind of get the kids to agree that there'll be times that I'll be working with them and their parents.
Okay. So should I bring my husband for the first session or should I just bring my son?
Well, I'll take anyone who comes, but in the first session, what I do is I talk to your son first. Get him to understand the rules and get him to understand that I'm not going to basically get information from you behind his back. Then I bring the parent or parents in and I get information from them. And then I kind of bring everybody in and we talk about what our game plan is.
Okay.
So everyone gets a piece in that first session.
Okay, that actually sounds great. I think you're just what I'm looking for. You know, I spoke to other psychologists and they did not work in the same way, and I'm very comfortable with what you're telling me.
That's great.
I actually have one more question I thought of while we're talking.
What's that?
Are you on any insurance plans?
I'm a provider for some insurance plans. It really depends upon the which one you're on.
Okay, we have United Healthcare.
Not a provider for that insurance company, but I would submit your claims and you'll get back some portion of the fees.
And what is your fee for each session, please?
The first session's 175 and the rest of the sessions are 150.
That's for 45 minutes?
45 to 50 minutes, yes.
Okay. That's really out of our price range. I think I'm going to have to find someone who's on the insurance panel. Thanks anyway. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hope you enjoyed my little simulated phone call. The voice of the mother was played by my lovely wife, Robin. I want the public to understand why I'm doing this, and that is to let them know that they're really being seduced by the insurance companies into believing that they should only see panel providers because it's cheap. But they're really not getting adequate service all the time, and I believe that the insurance company's motivation is to make money and not provide adequate service. And I believe they'll do anything to put a roadblock in there so that adequate service may not necessarily be available, but cheap service will be available. I believe this will get worse. And I believe that the seasoned clinicians will be dropping out of panels left and right because we, as seasoned clinicians who've been in the field for 20, 25, 30 years, cannot in all good conscience continue working with these insurance companies, violating our ethics, violating patient confidentiality, and not really asserting ourselves as we need to and as we teach our patients to. In any case, until next time, this has been Dr. Gurr. Again, you can see more about me at my website at www.drsgurr.com.